Good morning. Welcome to Melnyk's earnings call to present its results for the fourth quarter of 2020. Present with us today is Leandro Melnyk, Chairman of the Board, Juliano Melnyk, Managing Director, and Vinicius Mastrosa, CFO and Investor Relations Director. We'd like to tell you that this event is being recorded. All participants will only be listening to the teleconference. After that, we'll begin our Q&A session for analysts and investors only, when further instructions will be supplied. If any of you need assistance during the teleconference, please request the assistance of an operator typing asterisk zero. This event is being transmitted simultaneously to internet via webcast. It can be accessed in ri.melnyk.com.br. The replay of this event will be ready right after its wrap-up. I'd like to say that any statements made during this teleconference regarding forward-looking operating and financial matters are based on beliefs and assumptions from Melnyk's board and using currently available information. This is not future prospects are not guaranteed and involve risks since they refer to future events that may or may not happen. Investors must understand that economic general conditions, business conditions, other operating factors may affect the future results in the company and may lead to results that materially differ from the ones being presented in this consideration. Presentation slides are available on the internet for download at ri.melnyk.com.br. I would like now to give the floor to Mr. Vinicius Mastrosa, CFO and Investor Relations Director. Mr. Vinicius, you may proceed.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for participating in another Melnyk's earnings call. I'd like to begin my presentation on the second slide showing the company's highlights for 2020. In the upper left-hand, that will show a record of our cash generation. We closed 2020 with R$175 million of cash generation, a company's record. We ended the year with R$701 million in cash position. In the upper right-hand corner graph, we show our speed of sales of launches. We sold R$100 million and we sold 70% of this volume in the year itself, above our feasibility curve. More importantly, we sold this for a price that was 3% above our expectations, already adjusted by the INCC inflation. We will adjust this by INCC monthly, and our average sales for the year was 3% above this average already adjusted. Another good news, we already have in our land bank $1.2 billion in projects that are already approved for launch. In the graph at the bottom on the left, we show our net income in 2020 with $50 million of net profit, even considering that our construction work was halted for 92 days due to the restrictions imposed by the COVID. Even though with this loss of revenue because of the lesser POC, because here with R$50 million of profit, pretty consistent with previous year. So, and even though we spent most of the time facing the macroeconomic crisis and last year the COVID crisis. And lastly, this is why in the bottom right-hand side graph, we closed the year with our lowest level of residential completed inventory, showing that the sales of our residential inventory has been happening at a very good speed. Move on to the next launches. We close the year with R$106 million with the PSD, R$500 million net share, a little below our expectations for the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, three projects were postponed to this year, two because of a delay in approval and one because of one of our decisions.
Moving on to slide number 4, talking about the year's launches. We had a launch that we did in the from Urbanizadora, and we sold 81% of the project. The project has a gross margin, expected gross margin of 81%, a net margin of 31%. Sales were done at 4% of gaining price above the feasibility, adjusted for inflation. Both 24, we sold 84% with a gross margin of 30% and a net. We also sold 85%, also 4% above expectations. Our next slide, the project Carlos Gomez. It's a huge project, almost 400 million liters of KSD. It's already 72% sold. We sold a tower with payment in cash, and that's why the gross margin is a little lower. But the net margin is 24%. Also sold at a price that was above the expected. And finally, at the end of the year, we launched the Supreme Alto Central Park, which is a project with 88 million reais of KSB. We pushed the price for 6% above feasibility expectations, adjusted for inflation. And our gross margin of 33% and our retail net margin of 19% expected. Taking into consideration, the next 84% will be sold by the price of feasibility, not within with the gain. So if we go back to the feasibility price, we reach this margin that you can see on the screen. So the year's launches all performed in terms of profitability that was very good. Sales performance that was very good, except for Supreme, which we launched at the end of the year. Next slide, number 6, the year sales, and in the quarter, because we ended the quarter with 31 million reais of net sales. I'll talk a little bit more about these figures on the next slide. We ended the year with almost 650 million reais of total sales, 472 million reais of net sales, Melnick share. And the next slide, so we break down the net sales, the cancellations, and the gross sales. This is a very important point that I will spend a little more time on. A fact that everyone should know, there was not an increase of the number of requests for cancellations. No, there was no increase in the number of clients asking for cancellation, making the decision of cancel, or goes into default, and then the company will execute the cancellation. This did not happen. What happened in the fourth quarter was that we had many clients that were defaulting in the past that were already provisioned in our balance. You can see in the graph, at the bottom graph, we began the fourth quarter with 176 million reais of equivalent PSD for provisions for cancellation. And along the 2020, as the sales happened, and it was a good year in terms of sales until the end of the year, we decided to accelerate the process of canceling some of these contracts for clients that had been defaulting for a long time. In the past, in our strategy, it didn't make sense to cancel. But it made more sense to renegotiate with the client, even if it took time. On the other hand, in the balance, we have always been provisioning these cancellations of all of these clients. We provision for all the clients that have been defaulting above 6 months and for all the clients whose apartments will be delivered within the next 12 months. So the impact in our results, this was practically non-existent. So this number had already been disclosed. I heard from some people regarding the increase in cancellation. There has not been an increase in requests for cancellation. What happened was the moving cancellations that were already provisioned for, old ones that had been moved into our operating results. And this provision has been reversed in the balance, so it does not impact the balance. It does not impact moving forward. We still have 146 million reels of equivalent PSV or provision cancellations, 44 regarding clients that are on time with payments but apartments delivered in the next 12 months, and 102 million for defaulting clients. The default on the client has actually improved along the year. This is an indicator that is important to see. This indicator has been improving along the last over the last 3 years. So we did not have any change in this regard. It's important to mention that. So moving on, slide number 8, we break up breakdown our stock. 30% of our stock is already ready, 198.9 million barrels. And of this completed inventory that you can see in the upper graph, most of this inventory is of commercial inventory, stores and office space. Our inventory is at the lowest levels of the last of previous years. Our commercial inventory, we already mentioned, it's important to repeat, since the end of 2019, we have been following a strategy of reversible lease. The client can lease the office space and then can convert this into down payment for purchasing the unit. So this year, some of milestones for this lease contract will be reached along 2020. So we believe that this conversion from renting to sales will start showing its effect in sales along this year. We have 44 million reals of commercial inventory today rented following this strategy. Slide number 9, I'll ask Juliana to talk about. It's a good morning, it's a pleasure to be talking to you. I'll talk about our land bank, the lots acquired in the quarter. It was two lots acquired with a PSV of 250 million, and these two lots are very emblematic because they are located in very important corners of our city. For people who know the city of Porto Alegre, the first one, it's a 1 hectare lot, and maybe the most sought after lot of last year. And we were able, through financial engineering that was really interesting, we were able to purchase the lot. And the second lot, at the corner of Anita Garibaldi and Carlos Gomes, we were able to purchase this lot and launch a very important, very interesting product for this project. Moving on to slide number 10. Our approved land bank. We began the year with a very robust land bank, but Porto Alegre has always been characterized by a difficulty in getting approvals. We still have an uncertainty in relation to last year because we had elections, municipal elections, and there was a change in the party. But even though the political party in charge now is different, we were able to maintain the team. The approval team. So there was not a change in the very good system that had been planted for approval of projects. So we have today 1.2 billion reals of approved projects, which was one of the greatest challenges of our region. And so we have a very important position that we can use this land bank of approved projects to choose the best product for the moment of launch. So this was a very important step that we achieved last quarter. We now give the floor back to Vinicius. On slide 11, the financial indicators, we ended the year with 581 million reais of revenue. As you can see in the yellow curve, our POC pace has come back to the levels it had before the paralyzation because of the pandemic. In the right-hand side, right, the upper side, we show our gross profit and gross margin, another very important point that I will spend some time on. Made an adjustment of our budgeted cost for most of our construction, our projects, now in the fourth quarter. By 2%, we have 600 million reals of cost of construction to be incurred. And this is not an overflow. This is not, it's when you make a mistake in the budget for your construction you have a problem with the contractors, you have to change contractors, or the budget ends before the construction work ends.
This is when you have a problem. What we do is an update, a monthly update, and every quarter with a very fine detail, the price, the cost of our construction work. There has not been any quantitative change, any change in strategy or any problem on construction sites. As you can see, given by the media, some construction site materials have been having a price adjustment that are relevant. And we, at the end of the year, reflected these increases in prices onto our construction work. So the impact on margin that's concentrated in the quarter, which I think is a little unfair from an accounting point of view, the right would be this extra cost be diluted along the 3 years that the construction will take. But anyway, it's a small impact considering the whole of our projects, construction projects, which is 2%. And the INPC compensates for this. It gets the increase in the material price along the time. But some contractors have individual contracts with companies, and they renegotiate these contracts along the time. And the INCC inflation index catches this in the midterm. So maybe there's a mismatch in the short term, but all our receivables are more concentrated, are indexed by INCC. So along this cycle, the impact should be compensated by our receivables. So it's important to understand this. And besides this, we reclassified our account. The cost of maintenance that used to be recognizing the others one to another line in EBITDA. And below, we have already mentioned our net income, even with all the difficulties and construction work stoppage, all the problems the pandemic brought. We ended the year with 50 million reals of profit income. Moving on to the next slide, we ended our G&A at 7 million reals in the year. And our selling expense is 42 million reals in the year, 7% of our revenue. And you have some impact in the because of the pandemic. In the sales expense, selling expenses, we had significant changes, especially at the end of the year. Moving on to digital sales. And this was the learning curve of the process. And we believe that we have some increase in profitability that will remain. Regarding G&A, it's already come back to normal. Now, in actuality, the delivery we had, it's a Go 1092 project that was delivered, quite a smaller PSB, 28 million dollar share, 33% of gross margin, and 22% margin of present value. On next slide, 14, we close here with 79 million reals of gross debt, and 700 million reals in cash. So we paid off in the fourth quarter 140 million reals of financing to production that had an average interest rate of 9% a year. And we did that because we had this excess cash. We judged it was the best way to use this extra cash. And again, the highlights of cash generation in the year, we generated in the year 28 million reais in the quarter and 175 million reais in the year, the best cash generation in our history. And this obviously excluding our IPO. Slide number 15, we'll move, give the floor to Leandro. Good morning. After the disclosure of our results in this important year of 2020, the year of our IPO, I'd like to highlight some information that helps to project the operation of the company in the mid and long term. I think it's important to share this data with you because mid and long, due to the IPO in Portland, are well on the market as a company in the chart on the upper right-hand side, we show that in the last 10 years, we launched a consistent volume with an average ROE of 20% in the decade. I bring this historic day to reinforce our proven capacity of our business model, which is focused on ranking profitability in the long term. Now, analyzing some data about Porto Alegre, I think it's important to note that the city presented before the crisis a 4.3 billion reals of average launch. This was from 2007 up to 2013. After that, we had the economic crisis in Brazil, and right after that, the COVID crisis. The city has recovered its launch, its volume of launches in 2020, a little above 3 billion. We project that the Porto Alegre's market will reach a level of pre-crisis volume in 2022, which is a fact that has already happened in São Paulo in 2019. In this delay of recovery for Porto Alegre in relation to São Paulo, is widely studied and found in other moments of crisis. So our planning to recover the growth in the city is very reasonable. Our planning, Melnick's planning, is to maintain our market share, today's 25%, and keep this for the next years. This way, keeping our market share and the city recovering its growth level, we'll have an operating volume necessary to maintain the company at a historic profitability level after the IPO. We're going to recover to our REO that is close to the history of the company. It's also important to see that the growth we are proposing in our strategic planning is not such a challenging jump as you consider that we, so the risks have decreased. Melnick in 2013, that average, before the crisis, 714 million of average PSV. And this new cycle does not have such a challenging growth level. We also have a very positive moment in relation to that one, to the market, to our competitors, that at the time was a much more competitive market. So we are highly motivated with our planning. And this quarter, we have seen two positive factors in our long-term plan. Julia mentioned the first one, which is our performance in the city hall, in the speed of approval of projects. It's important because at the beginning of a new office, and Melnick has a very qualified land bank. So if the approval process moves along, it makes us feel safer in this aspect. Another point is that we could try the advantages of the IPO, the capitalization of the IPO, in a region where the crisis was deeply felt by the players, the local players. And this capitalization has shown some important competitive advantages for us. Unfortunately, we are going through a difficult moment in Porto Alegre due to the COVID, the restrictions, the lockdown. I understand, and I really hope that we're coming close to the end of this period, but we are very safe regarding the delivery of our plan and the delivery of our results. When you see our more ample results, using Porto Alegre as a background, I would like to use this space to show this macroeconomic. And now we move on to questions and answers. Thank you. We will now begin the questions and answers session for analysts and investors only. If you have any question, push *1 on your phone. If at any moment your question has been answered, push *2 to remove yourself from the line. The questions will be answered as they are received. Please hold while we post the questions. Our first question, André Aziz is from Itaú. You may proceed. Good morning. Thank you for your presentation.
would like to ask about the evolution of the POC. We saw an impact last year. And considering this scenario in the first quarter, I'd like a comment from you regarding how this is moving on. Hello? The audio was not so good. Let me see if I understood your question. That last year, because of the days the construction sites didn't work, we had a difficulty regarding the POC, the pace of the construction, the lost days, how we accounted for this, and how this is going to be now in relation to this new restriction, this new lockdown we are going on. Was this the question? So, differently from last year we had a long period in which the construction sites were stopped, and then a second period in which the hours were restricted. In these weeks in which we have a new lockdown, the construction site remained open, differently from last year, and also we did not have a restriction in the working hours. We just had a restriction of using up no more than 75% of the personnel on the construction side. So it's a very different situation from last year. And unless these criteria really change and then the construction sites are stopped again, are closed again, we have been able to keep the construction work moving. Thank you for your answer. Our next question, Elvis Crivenza from BTG Pactual. You may proceed. Good morning, Vinicius, Juliano, Leandro. I have two questions. Because of the pandemic, I'd like to understand a little better the sales in this first quarter, if you still have some reflex because of the pandemic. My second question is regarding the costs. If you could tell me more about your expectations regarding costs and how the inflation is going to behave, what you have been talking with contractors and suppliers, if we may expect an adjustment of these costs to be incurred. If in the fourth quarter, I understand there was a bigger, more significant adjustment, I'd like to know if this is going to continue. Well, let me answer regarding the first question, regarding the sales in the first quarter. In a few weeks, we're going to have the numbers, the figures for the first quarter, so I'm not going to say much now. What I can say is that this issue, this COVID issue, impacts our sales, because differently from the construction side that is working, even with 75% capacity, the sales stands were closed since the beginning of this new lockdown that began at the end of last year. So what I can say is that this certainly is going to affect our sales force, the performance of our sales force, because the sales stands are important in the selling of our product. And the difficulty of organizing events. So this is a reality, but we're going to feel the impact and discuss the impacts in the disclosure of the figures in the next quarter. So now answering a comment regarding the impact on the first quarter. Our launches had a very positive acceptance during the pre-sales, before the COVID impact, and a very high acceptance from the market regarding our products. And in Porto Alegre, differently from São Paulo, where the restrictions began before, so we are now having a short-term impact that's important, that's significant, affecting the speed of sales. But we are not so worried
this impact will reflect on these problems, that because they have been very accepted, high engagement from the sellers, the customers. We're going to have a circumstantial pause, but with an attractive return on sales, because again, the level of engagement of visiting this project was very high before the pandemic. And then another positive point from the experience of the company, considering everything we've been through in previous years, the automatic pricing of the increases in inflation on our sales chart. We have been able to gain in price above IXC in a consistent way for our last launches, including the current launches. Of course, with a slower speed of sales, but we favor this strategy because we know the market. These are projects that are very highly differentiated, unique. So we are putting in the sales price the impacts of the INCC, and on top of that, the impact, not a cost, but the price going up and the speed has some level that is sensitive to this on some level. So the speed of sales has increased a little, but it's still at a comfortable level. But we believe we have been able to go through this without generating any kind of problem, as it happened in the past, to have a problem of over budget of projects. Oh, okay, thank you. We now wrap up our questions and answer sessions. I'd like now to give the floor to Mr. Leandro Melnick for his final remarks. Well, 2020 was an emblematic year, our 50th anniversary, and also the IPO we made in the third quarter. We realized we had 700 million reals of launches, 500 million reals of sales, a profit above 50 million, in line with previous years. In spite of the COVID event of last year, we had a record cash generation. In our launches, the speed of sales and the prices were kept at the level. Our pickup growth, using the resources we raised, we have an important increase, an important advancement in our projects here in Porto Alegre. Despite those the bumps we suffered, the COVID, we remain steadfast in our midterm and long-term objectives. I'd like to wish you a good afternoon, a good weekend, and thank you very much. Melnick's teleconference is now closed. We thank you for your participation. Have a good day.